Spiritual and Totem Insights for the Day. The Raven. Well, the Raven stops in today to share with us. No, I take it back. To squawk in our ears and tell us to get with the program. We need to begin to listen to our inner voices, our soul's very echo, in order to make the right choices. It is not too late to fix things, whether it be with people or the way we walk. People mistake darkness, all darkness, as bad. Yet it is not, for darkness shows us what light is. It brings a balance to us, just as our days are split between morning and evening, grandfather sun, grandmother moon, the great mother and father sky. It is a balance that we live with within our sacred hoops. But it is choice that makes it good or bad, positive or negative. Magical, mystical, slipping to time beyond time. Often I hear people say, where are the miracles? Where is the magic? And I tell them, it is but all at your fingertips if you will but open your eyes. We need to remember that we are all capable and have abilities, that they are unique. Yet with saying that, we are all part of the puzzle, and without us, life would not be complete. Remember that the next time you look into a mirror or start to doubt what and who you are, and embrace yourselves in positives. And if you don't, the Raven will pop in and start squawking at you again until you do. Raven is here to tell us that we are exactly where we need to be at the precise moment in time. We are also being shown things that are in and around our sacred hoops and are reflecting back to us what we need to learn about ourselves in order to move in positive motion ahead on our paths to achieve that balance. Raven teaches us about rebirth, recovery, renewal, and recycling, self-reflection, and healing our inner spiritual, shining our light into the dark as we transition into the change we are facing. Open our thought process to help us understand that there needs to be balance between, as I said, light and dark. That one does not occur without the other. To know one is to know the other. To understand them both is to balance self. So Raven teaches us to listen closer to the world of spirit, for they are guiding us forward, helping us with remembering what is important, what is sacred, that our souls cannot take the material with us as we move and transition through life, but rather that it is the intangible things that imprint on us and what we imprint on others that are most important. Allow that magic to spread to your soul and enlighten your spiritual. My name is Bear Medicine Walker, and I am dedicated to educating and sharing the lessons, teachings, and culture that I have been taught by my elders and journey with the world. It is not enough merely to teach the ways of our elders. We must honor those traditions by sharing and educating the world around us, inspiring others, inspiring our youth through the music, the arts, the stories. So join me as I continue the Sacred Hoop Project into this year, which is the Year of Truths. Metakyu Oisun, Bear Out. The music today is provided by Chris Furie and is available on iTunes and at chrisfurie.com, all as part of the Wolf and the Bear Network.